This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Hey, Chicago. I'm Mike Davis, and this is The Rundown. One of Chicago's most buzzed about new cultural venues isn't a fancy theater or mega arena. No, no, no. It's a tiny performance room in the Loop. As WBEZ's theater reporter, I make it my business to know where to go, when, and who you should see. But when I first heard about Guarneri Hall, I was confused. I mean, who goes there? Who plays there? Where is this place? I had walked by its alleged location so many times and never heard any classical music playing. Not only that, I'd never seen musicians or crowds or anything that would even indicate it was a performance venue. But it's there, hiding right by the L in the most nondescript building you can imagine. When I got there, I gotta say, it was like I was Will Smith in Men in Black, entering this hidden gem in the midst of the hustle and bustle of downtown. And when you get inside, you're transported to a world within a world. This is where some of the most prominent contemporary classical musicians from around the world, keep in mind, come to play and record. It's a place to be in one of those, if you know kind of things. I showed up for the story shortly after Dover Quartet had been there. I absolutely had to bring y'all along for my journey to downtown Chicago in search of Guarneri Hall. Nestled in the heart of the Loop on the third floor of the Federal Bank Building on Adams Street is a hidden gem of the arts world. Once you pass the security desk, ride the elevator, and wander through the maze of offices, you'll find Guarneri Hall. Even though it has no stage, the cozy 60-seat performance space is quickly becoming a favorite for performers of classical music. The uniquely intimate performance hall creates an experience unrivaled by larger venues. Stefan Hirsch is Guarneri Hall's artistic director. The project started in 2018 when he partnered with Threshold Acoustics to create a room with sonic precision.
The sound in the room is really special and unique. It comes down to a balance between the amount of and length of reverberation and the clarity that's achieved with absorption in the room.
The performance hall, similar to the building it's housed in, is not flashy at all. In fact, it's kind of odd. Everything is in service to sound. The walls are angular, the ceiling slopes, even the audience's chairs are made from a soft sound-absorbing material.
Parallel surfaces create problematic reflections. And when I say reflections, I mean acoustic reflections, in other words, echoes. And by adjusting the angles and understanding the frequencies that are excited at certain angles, a kind of optimization can be achieved.
The impressive efforts in sonic design are aimed at attracting top-tier talent. Clarice Assad is a Grammy-nominated composer and musician based in Chicago. She says Guarneri Hall is more than a performance space. It's also great for recording music.
The place is quite intimate. It's small, so one note on the piano means a lot.
Guarneri Hall's upcoming season will launch next week with its Nova Linea Musica program. For Hirsch, the draw for audiences isn't only the big names. It's the unique experience.
People toss around the word immersive kind of loosely these days. This room really is. It's like when you're here, you're part of the crafting of that performance in a way that, I've never experienced in any other room. I did not bank on that. I didn't know what we were creating. I didn't understand what it would be. And we were quite astonished when we started to have music in here.
Mike Davis, WBEZ News. You can find more stories like this one and others from all of my arts and culture colleagues at WBEZ when you sign up for our newsletter, The Green Room. You can find all of those details at wbez.org/greenroom. Thanks to the editors Cassie Walker-Burke and Ariel Van Cleve. Justin Bull produced the episode. I'm Mike Davis. Thanks for listening.